Welcome to the Sportscast, August 25th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and also on Instagram. Hit that notifications on Instagram as well. Also, we're on Apple Podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And we're also on thesportscast.net. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, for the latest and greatest. And on Twitter and also Instagram, follow us at thesportscast1. Also, you can download our app, The Sportscast for iOS. A lot is going on in the world of sports. NFL preseason is going to be concluding this weekend. Some people think it's lame. I think it's important because you get to see the new rookies, see if they're worthy enough to start. Or a coach is between two players that he's not sure who to start for week one. And joining us all the way from South Florida, Isaac Kaplan. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's up, Santi? I'm ready for another live video with you. I'm talking about the NFL.
Pretty excited news. Late breaking news this morning. Urban Meyer, the Jacksonville head coach, has announced that Trevor Lawrence will be the starter for week one, which they'll face the Houston Texans. Isaac, you think it was the right move over Gardner Minshew?
I guess we're going to have to see. Because I mean, I don't think Gardner Minshew is a bad NFL quarterback. The Jacksonville Jaguars won one game last season, and that definitely, of course, made that move to draft Trevor Lawrence as the number one overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I think Urban Meyer should start Gardner Minshew week one, just to kind of let Trevor Lawrence learn the playbook and learn from a young quarterback and see just a few games, let him start and let him learn. And see how Minshew does,
Yeah. Gardner Minshew has been in the league for the past 2-3 seasons. He has had some good spurts and also has some bad spurts. Trevor Lawrence, the best quarterback out of college football, won one championship with Clemson, been predicted to be number one picked in the NFL draft for years, maybe since high school. But this is his moment. And I think Urban Meyer, first time as an NFL coach, sees the promise with Trevor Lawrence. Isaac, do you think Trevor Lawrence will succeed pretty quick professionally?
It's really hard to tell. We're just gonna have to wait and see. I want Trevor Lawrence to prove me wrong, because I want Trevor Lawrence to prove me wrong, because I don't see Trevor Lawrence making a huge drastic change. For example, in my opinion, Lamar Jackson was amazing and he would definitely help a team that needs a quarterback. Lawrence, I don't think was that type of college quarterback that Lamar Jackson was, in my opinion. But like I was saying before, I think it wouldn't be the worst idea if Urban Meyer decided to start Gardner Minshew for the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks, let Trevor Lawrence learn the playbook, see how he does. And yeah, that's what I think.
Pretty exciting news. Of course, Jaguars is a potential team. They lost Travis Etienne this past week with an injury, will not be playing at all this season. How significant is this, Isaac?
Very significant, the word you use, because Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne both played at Clemson. That's chemistry. They know how to play with each other. And Urban Meyer, well, back to your point, Urban Meyer was a college coach, was the coach for Ohio State and as well as University of Florida. So, I mean, he knows, like, he has that college experience. So, back to your point, you definitely have a point as to start Trevor Lawrence week one. But, yeah, it's going to – I want to see what happens. And back to Travis Etienne. Again, significant, really significant. That he hurt himself and will not be able to play the whole 2022 season. It really hurts them because, you know, Trevor Lawrence, his teammate, and also his college teammate will not play the season, not cleared by medical doctors.
Also, Jaguars news before we move on to the next segment. They cut Tim Tebow, as predicted, 31 years old, tried out for a tight end. Didn't work out this time for Tim Tebow once again.
I think it's really unfortunate, and it really is. It saddens me. It saddens me because I believe in him. I believe in him. I have a jersey of him. I have a Broncos Tim Tebow jersey, and I don't think he is as bad as an NFL quarterback as every coach or general manager thinks, because if you remember in the 2015 season, the Broncos only won one game, and then he came in and he turned the season around for them. They made the playoffs. Regardless of the standing situations, they were actually a contender. They actually were competing for the playoffs. And the only reason why, you know, he wasn't the quarterback next season, because, you know, Peyton Manning, you're getting replaced by Peyton Manning. He's, you know, voted as the first ballot NFL Hall of Famer as a quarterback. And, you know, he's Peyton Manning. So he's so I think Tim Tebow, you know, just it was great that he was able to be given that opportunity. He's a great athlete. He's played he played baseball for the New York Mets in the minor league. And he was tried out for special teams. He's an all around athlete, you know. I think he deserves a reserve spot somewhere on the NFL team. I think that they shouldn't have quit on him too quickly.
Yeah, you know, it's quite, you know, this is a period of time where you cut people, you wave people, and things like that. Let's move on to our next topic, another quarterback situation developing.
I like Tim Tebow's NFL career. I like him as an NFL quarterback. So really upsetting.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
It might be his last chance to be back in the NFL, but we'll see what happens. In other news, the Indianapolis Colts, Carson Wentz was seen in training camp this past week. Of course, there was some competition between Ellinger and Eason. Isaac, do you think we might see Carson Wentz for week one?
You know, I do say the word unfortunately, because like by doctors, they say his season, he needed surgery. And why? I mean, maybe if Carson Wentz feels ready, but like, it's crazy how these athletes play in this much pain and that they're ready to go. Long-term, it's a risk, you know. Long term, it's a risk for Carson Wentz, you know, and his family to watch him play, from an injury where it could end his career, or you know, have a season-ending injury. I think that they should see what either Sam Ellinger can prove or show on the field, or even Jacob Eason. No reason to rush for an injury like that. What do you think?
You know, I totally agree. Wentz has a history of injuries. He's a great quarterback, great arm. I would take it easy with Wentz. I think he might he could be feeling pressure from the Colts, is what I've been hearing. I know they've invested a lot of money for him. Do you think it's a lot of pressure from the team itself, or do you think he just wants to get back on the field?
I think he does want to get back on the field, but
or do you think Ellinger is pressuring? He's looking good.
At the end of the day, it is Carson Wentz's choice, I feel, because he kind of has the last say. He is their starting quarterback. He wants to play. But it really, as fans and from doctors, it really doesn't look good. Because this is the thing is, these are these athletes, these are their careers. You know, they work this hard and they want to try to be in the best shape as possible. So it's a choice, I feel.
Yeah, it's a choice. Obviously, the Colts have a great team. They just signed a good linebacker, the most expensive linebacker in the NFL right now.
Darius Leonard.
Darius
actually,
Leonard.
I think Fred Warner actually may be the highest paid linebacker now.
Okay, well, things change over
Darius
time.
Darius Leonard is very good.
So, you know, with this tough AFC South with the Jaguars, Titans, it is a very competitive division. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
What do you think? Okay. What do you think of my other opinions of when we first talked about?
Which ones?
Like the Jaguars. Specifically. We're talking about the Jaguars, about Lawrence.
Yeah.
Do you think Trevor Lawrence should start? I think you said that you think he should, right? Because
I think he should. I think Minshew has we've already seen what he's done already. I think Urban Meyer sees a lot more potential with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
I like to have a rookie sit out like their first year and learn their playbook. But I think Urban wants to win now than later.
Like I said, I just think I think give Gardner Minshew a few weeks, you know. I feel like because he's young too. He's young. I mean, even because if he does good, I feel like – because he's not – I don't even think he's a bad NFL quarterback. I really don't. Because when he – I don't remember who he took over for. Oh, it was for Nick Foles. Because Nick Foles got injured in week one against the Kansas City Chiefs. He hurt, his shoulder or something. I'm not exactly sure. But he was playing – he was doing really good as an NFL quarterback. He was playing good. So I think it's unfortunate for Gardner Minshew. But I guess, you know, we'll see, you know.
Yeah, tough decisions to make. And, you know, hey, we got some great, great quarterbacks in Jacksonville. You mentioned Chicago Bears. Justin Fields has had a great preseason. Of course, you got the Red Rifle. He's also in competition. I heard he's starting week one, but Justin Fields could start soon. What are your thoughts over the situation in Chicago?
I mean, it's not a bad decision. You know, you have a quarterback who has experience in the NFL. I mean, was voted a Pro Bowl, I guess. But when he was in Dallas, I mean, he didn't do that bad as an NFL quarterback as a, you know, coming off the bench. So, I mean, you know, this is not Chicago Bears fans should definitely think this is not a, of course, a long-term decision. Justin Fields, I feel, will start in the NFL at some point in his rookie season, I feel, at one point.
Very talented quarterback out of Ohio State. Also came from Georgia as well. Andy,
even I think we could see Nick Foles in some play for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, that is my other question, Isaac. Do you think Nick Foles is a strong third string quarterback, I guess they're calling him. There's also rumors of him getting traded to other teams, that teams might need him to be that QB too.
There was rumored him going to Indianapolis.
Yeah, or Atlanta, or also Dallas Cowboys. I've been hearing that too.
Wow.
So is Nick Foles a starting quarterback? Do you think there's a lot left in him?
I think there is. Nick Foles is still – he's still a good starting NFL quarterback because, I mean, he with the Philadelphia Eagles, they went to the Super Bowl. He did well enough. He won a Super Bowl and won Super Bowl MVP. So he's not a bad NFL starting quarterback. If he's healthy, he deserves another chance. It's interesting. He's an interesting NFL quarterback.
Very interesting quarterback. Definitely a winner, Super Bowl champion. Super Bowl experience, and I hope the best for Nick Foles. I think he should be starting somewhere. I'm surprised teams like Washington didn't take him.
I agree.
But he is worth a lot of money.
I think, yeah, Nick Foles, I agree with that. Well, I don't know if he's worth the money that – not like so much money, but, you know, because, you know what I'm saying, he's getting a little older, but, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think? Anyways, what do you think on my opinion on Tim Tebow, by the way? Do you think it was –
I think he waited too long. It's been 8 years since he's played. Great person, but I think his time is passed.
Strictly football. Yeah.
Yeah. I think his time has passed. I mean, it's been 8 years, and if you're not playing professional sports or playing football
at least.
If you're out for a year or two, you're going to see rust, a lot of rust. And, hey, he tried, but he'll sell jerseys. But if he can't perform on the field, then you can't do much. But anyways.
In my opinion, I think, in my opinion, Tim Tebow deserves to be in the NFL. Like, I just think that.
Do you think as a quarterback or as a tight end?
He deserves to be – well, honestly, I feel like he can at least be a third-string quarterback at the very least. I really think that.
I'm surprised he didn't do that earlier.
Like, I don't get, like, the Broncos. Yeah, I understand he got, you know, Peyton Manning came in, but, like, it's crazy. There has to be one team where he could have gotten another chance. Like, the Cleveland Browns went 0-1. They won one game in three seasons, and they didn't even take a chance on him. There were teams that could have taken a chance on him, but
the Patriots tried, the Jets tried, but there could have been some more teams. There's a lot of, you know, he could have been a third string quarterback. You're right.
At least third string if he can't even play, like third string,
or maybe at least practice squad member. Maybe he turned that down because he did turn down to play in the CFL. But maybe he just wanted to be starter or bust.
Yeah, next. That's
quite a possibility.
Yeah, next, right?
All right, 49ers quarterback battle going on there between Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. Trey Lance has had a great performance this past couple of weeks. Also Garoppolo. I've been hearing it's going to be Garoppolo. What are your thoughts over that situation over there?
That's a tough one. So Jimmy Garoppolo first started in New England. I think he did pretty well as an NFL quarterback in New England. I feel he's smart. He's from a winning culture from Bill Belichick. I mean, that's another whole debate because it's crazy. Like, he was accused of cheating, Bill Belichick, and he's still in the NFL. That's a whole nother debate. I can't believe it, but I feel like, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo going to San Francisco, when he got signed to San Francisco, they started winning. They were like, I don't know, they started winning. They won five games in a row.
They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think he deserves another chance in the NFL, like, as a starting quarterback. I think he deserves to start. I think he deserves to start as a San Francisco 49ers quarterback, see how he does.
With Garoppolo is his injuries, because he's been injury-prone this past one or two seasons. But he did lead them to the Super Bowl. Maybe they're seeing something we're not seeing.
I'm not trying to downgrade Jimmy Garoppolo, but I think the San Francisco 49ers defense was amazing that season. Nick Bosa, Richard Sherman.
Nick Bosa's coming back this season.
Yeah, Nick Bosa, Richard Sherman. And Nick Bosa was their best defensive player. He won Defensive Rookie of the Year. He was an amazing defensive player. I think he was their best on defense for the San Francisco 49ers. They also have D Ford from the Kansas City Chiefs. He's good.
which, by the way, Richard Sherman is a free agent. I know he has had some off the field issues right now.
Yeah. Off the top of your head, do you remember like the some San Francisco 49ers like players from that season?
Let's see. Let me Google it right now. 49ers Super Bowl team. Super Bowl. Was it 2020? No, it was in
2019.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that. Let's see. They had Aziz Ashir, Sheldon Day, Kevin Givens, Richie James, Raheem Mostert.
Well, I'm just I was talking about on the defense. I'm trying to see.
Oh, okay. The defense, let me see.
If you go on Pro Football Reference, it would tell you.
That's a good website, by the way.
Yeah. It's good, yeah.
Let's see. NFL lineups, roster lineups, lineups.com.
Oh, Quan Alexander is good, I think.
Yeah.
Quan Alexander, now he's on the Saints. And DeForest Buckner, he's not a bad NFL defensive tackle. I think you can trust him. Sorry.
Yeah, Eric Armstead, D Ford, like you were saying. Jordan Willis, great player. Linebackers had Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Samson Epicom, Mark Nazocha, Arden Key, Jonas Griffin. Also cornerback Jason Verrett. He's a good corner.
Yeah, Jason Verrett is I can trust him. He's not bad. He's not a bad
good solid team. Good solid team back then. Did but they have most of the teams back?
If we're going to talk about the San Francisco 49ers, I think they're going to be – I think they're not going to be – they're going to go down. They're not going to be horrible. Like, they're not going to be horrible, but they're not going to be – like, they're going to be good, but nothing amazing. That's what I feel.
Who will take the NFC West?
Let me look.
Cardinals, Seahawks, 49ers, or the Rams?
I think it's Seahawks or the Rams.
I think the Cardinals.
I disagree because, well, I really like Kyler Murray. I think he's great. Since when he started week one, when his rookie season, he was already the franchise quarterback because he's a leader. You know, he's fast with the ball in his hands. He's fast and he can throw. He's a great NFL quarterback. He also was a first-round pick. An NFL, obviously, number one overall pick, and an MLB baseball. So he's that type of athlete, you know, he's that type of sports athlete that is, you know. So I feel like, you know, James Conner and, you know, that's who the Arizona Cardinals signed in the offseason. I mean, he had a good season in Pittsburgh Steelers, but since then he's been injured, and hopefully maybe he'll be better in Arizona. But I know that the Arizona Cardinals have some new defensive players, but I'm going to go with Seattle Seahawks either first or Los Angeles Rams.
With Matthew Stafford, you think Stafford could lead the Rams pretty deep?
Prediction. I think Seattle Seahawks will be the best in that division.
Interesting. That's a fair, that's a safe pick because Seattle.
Matthew Stafford and me don't agree with each other. I say
why?
I don't know because.
Can I stay healthy?
What is your opinion on Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford is a better quarterback than Jared Goff. He had a bad O line in Detroit, so he's going to have an upgrade of the O line in Los Angeles.
The Detroit Lions just got Penny Osuo from Oregon. I mean,
that's pretty good.
Their offensive line, I feel, is getting better, but.
Detroit
Lions traded away, like, they let Marvin Jones walk. Same with Kenny Galladay. I don't understand. I really don't understand. Like, the Lions had something good for them, and now they just – I don't understand what they're doing. I mean, now Dan Campbell, when he was the coach of the Miami Dolphins, he was awful. He was a horrible NFL coach. Maybe in Detroit he'll be better, but I think this is a risk. Like, this is
now he's a head coach, which is quite surprising.
No, yeah, he was an interim head coach for the Miami Dolphins.
And also became an assistant to the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think Jared Goff, I think he's a better NFL quarterback than Matthew Stafford. I think
I like Goff. I think he, like, when he came out of injury for the playoffs last year, I was like, that showed leadership. I'm surprised they traded him. I mean,
and they traded a lot for him. They traded a lot.
But maybe for LA Stafford, just wanted a new view.
Clearly, so. they think Stafford is amazing. The Lions, they think he's great. But like, let me tell you something very funny. You're gonna laugh at this. Okay. You know, this doesn't mean everything. You know, when talking about the NFL, but Tim Tebow has more playoff wins than Matthew Stafford.
That's true. That is facts. You're a Tim Tebow fan. I like Tim Tebow too.
Listen, that is a fact. Like, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not. But
Tim Tebow can't play right now.
I'm not going to say that defines everything, but like, I'm going to take Tim Tebow over Matthew Stafford when he was playing. He was a better leader. He made the play. Like, he turned that Denver Broncos team around, and whatever the standing situation was, they got into the playoffs. I mean, and won. They won a game. They playoff game. They at least won. Like, did anybody think the Broncos were going to beat the Steelers? And Tebow was clutch. He played great that game. He also made that pass to Demaryius Thomas, and they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it was in Pittsburgh too, wasn't it? Or I don't remember exactly.
I think it wasn't. No, I think it was in Denver. Hmm. I don't remember exactly, but it's been almost 8 years. So, anyways. Let's go on. The other story is the Patriots traded Sony Michel to the Rams for a few draft picks.
That's really funny. That's pretty funny because, you know,
those are the Patriots doing their thing, you know, trying to get draft picks for the future.
Well, also Sony Michel was the player that scored against the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's kind of the irony behind it.
Yeah. I think it was a fair trade. Nobody screwed anyone over. You know, I think it was a fair trade.
Yeah, well, and that's something that
actually, if they get like it's going to depend on how the Patriots draft, of course, and who they can steal in the draft. We'll find out. I guess we're going to have to find out and see later over the years.
Yeah. Also. Looks like Mac Jones will be the starter for week one. Cam Newton is out for health reasons.
Wow.
This is Mac Jones' time. Do you think Mac Jones can live up to that level of greatness in New England?
I do. I think he's he was a good college quarterback. I do. I think it was a great pick. I really do. I think it was a great pick, a really good pick. Seriously, I think it was.
Yeah, and it was interesting because
number 15, right?
Yeah, that was a good pick. And I was thinking San Francisco might have gotten Mac Jones instead of Trey Lance. So quite interesting. We'll see how what history will portray. But yeah, it's going to be an exciting time. The college football top 25.
The only thing is you need. The team of help from you need the help in doing their job, which is like, for example, receivers and running backs and tight ends to catch the football. Mac Jones cannot run all over the field. Any NFL quarterback, everyone has a job and they have to do it, you know, and they have to perform to their best ability. It's simple.
Exactly. Got to prove it on the field. Well, anyways, Isaac, we're almost out of time. Anything? Oh, breaking news. Teddy Bridgewater is named the starter.
Oh, wow.
For the Broncos week one. Over
Drew Locke.
Drew Locke. Interesting.
That is interesting. Teddy Bridgewater was pretty good NFL quarterback last season for Carolina Panthers. He did good. So I think he deserves that chance. But he is a risk because with the injuries.
Injury prone. Drew Locke, not many people are fans of him. He had two seasons to prove it, but has not lived up to those expectations.
The first season, I think he was behind Joe Flacco and Case Keenum. That's what happened. And, last season was a whole, disaster with the virus, him being injured. And he wasn't – it was his first full season as a full-time NFL starting quarterback, but he didn't have the full experience. I think he deserves another chance.
Yeah, there's another chance, but this is a time for Teddy Bridgewater. They're seeing something in practice we're not seeing, and really excited for Teddy Bridgewater. Hopefully his career will be revived.
Hopefully he can stay healthy, too, because he did pretty good for Matt Rhule with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. So congratulations to Teddy Bridgewater. Isaac, anything else before we land this plane?
I thought we were going to talk about, you know, the running backs, you know, and the receivers last. We can do that next
time. We're out of time. Next time, next week. But really, really excited for the NFL. The final NFL preseason weekend is this weekend. I like the three games rather than four games. How about you?
It's only three games?
Only three games this year.
Sounds good to me. I like 17 weeks of football, too. How do you like that?
17 weeks is more better. Football. Exactly. That's going to be more.
That is so looking exciting. I cannot wait for that.
Pretty excited. Week one begins in 2 weeks, actually, in a week and a half. Looking forward to it. And Isaac will name his predictions. Who will win the Super Bowl next week? So stay tuned.
All right. Sounds good.
I know. It's Isaac, what is the best way to reach you online?
Instagram, Isaac, @ ISAAC. KPLAN, IG, like Instagram, short for Instagram, IG, sports page. That is the best way.
Best way to reach. And, of course, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or on our Twitter, thesportscast1. Also on Instagram, thesportscast1. Isaac, I can't wait for next week because you're going to predict who's going to win it all next.
That's going to be a season. Nervous one for me. That's going to be a lot to answer.
Hey.
I got to take some time to think about that.
It could be the Dolphins, right?
I don't know. Hey, there's people who think that. You never know now.
You got to stay tuned. Anyways, Isaac, I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.